Well, the cold front that passed over New Zealand yesterday, lingering a bit, but it's mainly moved toward the islands. By noon, it'll reach from Hervey Bay in Australia, they're about 25 south, to 28 south and the dateline. Now, the fringes of it, the northern fringes, are already tickling New Caledonia, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, so we're happy to be rid of this system. Now, the new high that's replacing this last system has entered the Tasman, of course. It has a central pressure of 1032 millibar, 1032. Now, this is a strong high. It's going to lie over New Zealand on Sunday, 7 May, and there will be a squash zone between New Zealand and Tropical Cyclone Donna. Expect zonal winds. These are winds that are mostly east-west winds. And that's due to the compression of the isobars between the two systems. So the winds are going to be mostly easterlies, 20 knots in the main, with higher gusts, of course. Now the high is going to move east by Wednesday. Still estimated to be strong at 1030 millibar. And it's going to be located, we think, at 40 and 177 west. Now, also on Wednesday, a depression looks to move near New Zealand, another depression. Approximate location, 37 south, and then 165 east. And it's got an associated cold front that would be starting to affect all of New Zealand at that time. Now let's take a look at Tropical Cyclone Donna. As of midnight last night, Donna was located near 12.65 and 167.6 east. Now that puts it due north of Santo and Vanuatu. Pressure last night, 973 millibar, that's 973, winds 85 knots. Now the Joint Typhoon Warning Center, you remember yesterday I talked about various people that are giving forecasts for various storms. They feel that the track is now going to be in a slight arc eventually southward. So it is going to lie over Anishinaabe on the 9th, directly over Anishinaabe on the 9th. Now, the closest point of approach to Port Vila is going to be about 58 nautical miles, and the closest point of approach to Noumea would be about 201 nautical miles. So New Caledonia looks like it's going to escape the storm, the fringes. Of course, we'll be bringing some wind and rain to New Cal. We'll talk about that in a minute. The max strength of Donna is expected to be on the 7th, and they're estimating 110 knots, gusts to 135 knots, with seas 10 meters. Now, by the 9th, Donna is expected to weaken a little bit. Well, actually quite a bit, down to 60 to 75 knots. Now, the ensemble model shows the track at that point to go southeast and estimated to lie 25 south, 177 east. Now, again, that's the 9th. This puts Donna really right on the rum line between New Zealand and Fiji. No change from what we thought yesterday. And also by this time, Donna is going to be subtropical. So as it hits the cooler water, it's going to weaken a little bit. It needs that quite warm 26 degree water to feed it. So lacking that, the storm itself is going to weaken a bit. Estimated central pressure at that point, 997 millibar. Now the next cold front to affect New Zealand is still estimated to be late Wednesday the 10th. The front looks to link up with Donna and extend a trough and a nice little arc over to Fiji, where there is a chance of a small low forming over Fiji. It's possible, may not happen, but something to keep in mind. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, the front that we just talked about clears New Zealand by Saturday the 13th, and therefore the winds from New Zealand up to 30 south are expected to be west to west-southwest, about 20 knots in the mean, and of course there'll be some higher gusts. Well, now I'm ready to hear some groans out there. We are hoping that will be a window. Long-range GFS, however, shows yet another depression forming in the Tasman by roughly midnight Wednesday the 17th. And it's going to lie northwest of North Cape and track to New Zealand by the 18th, the 18th of May. So that's a bit unfortunate. Well, the Prague, just remember, is out there over 300 hours, 320 or so hours, and therefore, being so far out, it should really be taken as an idea at this point. It may not happen, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on. Now, the new high on that date is forming just east of Tasmania. Now, this one is going to be very, very strong. The central pressure estimated to be 1039 millibar, 1039. Well, could this be the new window? Question mark. Maybe. So keep your fingers crossed on that. A lot of flies in the ointment here. Okay, well, that pretty much sums up the weather. Now, today, the weather in Newcal is cloudy and windy. Rain showers, and basically that's due to the front that's coming up from New Zealand. Again, as I said, the fringe is right on New Caledonia proper. Winds today, southeast 20. They'll be gusting up to 30 knots. This includes the loyalties as well. Now, this sort of weather is going to continue right through Monday, which will be a day of quite heavy rain on Monday as Donna tracks south over Vanuatu. Winds east-southeast, 25 knots, gust 35 knots. Uvea and the loyalties can expect heavy rain at that point, 26 to 28 knots out of the east-southeast and gust to 40 knots. Fiji isn't too bad today. Expect the usual cloud and occasional showers, but the strong wind warning is still in place with southeast winds 20 to 25 knots in open waters. Looks to ease a bit tomorrow, maybe 15 to 20 knots. Now, Minerva Reef, I'll give a little report for Minerva since we have at least one yacht that's going there and maybe one or two others stopping. They should see fresh southeast winds, roughly maybe east southeast, around 20 knots. About the same on Saturday. And Sunday, UK Met shows east southeast 20 knots, all the way from Minerva to Tongatapu. And virtually the same thing for Monday. Now, Tuesday, the winds are going to back a little bit and become easterlies. I reckon about 20 knots, gusts a little bit higher, of course. And by Thursday, that's what, the 11th, the winds back to the northeast. And that, of course, is going to be part of the troughing conditions that I talked about a little bit earlier. Those northeast winds are going to be feeding the trough that should be there. Winds still about 20 knots in the mean, but a good possibility of some strong squalls in that trough. So, well, that's it for now. Any questions or comments, give us a call.
Navia, we have your position, Janet, at 08 South and 178 West. Any questions, over? I think you're asking for what is it going to be when you get to Wallace. I imagine that would be the question. Any comments from you, David?
Give me the date for Wallace.
You're not very far away, if I remember rightly, from reading that rather lengthy thing, but I don't have time to read it again. What day will you be in Wallace? Over. Monday, yep, got that, thank you. Yeah, it would be helpful, folks, if you, when you're reporting in, if you could highlight the weather just as a separate item outside of your status. If you just do the old weather in square brackets and put the weather and then put your other comments under your status update, it would just make it easier for me to actually see what the weather is and have more than one boat on one page. All right, here's...
Thanks.
Turn it around this way. It doesn't stretch that far.
Oh, we have a cord that is at its maximum here. All right, Janet, looks like it's going to be pretty good on Monday. Troughing below you. That's the one that's going to be affecting Fiji and bits of Tonga. But both Wallace and Futuna look like light air, and it doesn't look like the trough is going to be affecting them at this time. That can change come Monday. These troughs have a mind of their own and could move north-south in sympathy with the systems that are below them in latitude. But at the moment, it looks okay. In fact, I really can't give you a wind direction because it doesn't look like any wind. So with a little bit of luck, you should get in there motoring peacefully unless something changes between now and then. Over.
Yeah, sounds a good time to be going to Wallace. All right, and no questions from the streaming people because they're all probably still in bed. Good morning to Escarte and Bravo and local talent, Aradona. So, yep, no problems there. Just relaxing and enjoying the Bay of Islands in New Zealand for another while. Talking about the Bay of Islands, we didn't hear from Shainu this morning. Shainu, are you on frequency, Jonathan? Oh, not so good this morning from you, but hopefully all is well up there in the Bay of Islands area in Fiji. Over. Yep, just got you very light, Jonathan, very light. Go ahead.